Have you ever felt a disturbing disconnect between your spiritual practices and your emotional life? Perhaps you're doing all the right Christian things, praying, reading scripture, serving others, yet something still feels desperately wrong beneath the surface. This was Pete Scazzaro's reality until his wife Jerry delivered a devastating wake-up call. "I'm quitting your church." Her words shattered his facade of successful ministry and exposed a painful truth. His spirituality had never touched the deep places of his emotional life. This crisis launched him on a transformative journey that would eventually impact millions worldwide through his groundbreaking work on emotionally healthy spirituality. The problem is widespread and devastating. Researchers document growing numbers of church leavers, people who made genuine commitments to Christ but discovered the church spirituality failed to deliver deep transformative change. Some stop attending altogether. Others remain physically present but emotionally checked out, while others abandon their faith entirely. What they all recognize is that the same patterns of emotional conflict exist inside the church as outside. A deadly disconnect that poisons our relationships with God, ourselves, and others. "I was a Christian for 22 years," one church member confessed. "But instead of being a 22-year-old Christian, I was a 1-year-old Christian 22 times. This spiritual stagnation stems from separating our spiritual lives from emotional health, creating discipleship that appears sound externally while changing little internally. Warning signs include using God activity to avoid transformation, dismissing emotions as spiritual failure, sacrificing healthy desires, denying our past's influence, compartmentalizing secular and sacred lives, and prioritizing doing for God over being with Him. The solution integrates emotional health with contemplative spirituality. Emotional health involves managing feelings, building relationships, breaking destructive patterns, and recognizing how our past shapes us. Contemplative spirituality focuses on surrendering to God's love, practicing silence and solitude, finding our essence in God, and developing rhythms that reveal the sacred in everyday life. This integration offers three gifts: slowing down in our hurried culture, anchoring in God's love, and breaking free from illusions about ourselves. Augustine prayed, "Grant, Lord, that I may know myself, that I may know Thee," recognizing that self-awareness and knowing God are deeply connected. Throughout Christian history, spiritual leaders understood this truth, yet most people die without truly knowing themselves. The path to emotionally healthy spirituality begins with allowing yourself to feel. Scripture portrays God as emotional, delighting in creation, grieving over humanity, feeling jealousy, expressing anger, loving eternally, and experiencing joy. Created in His image, we too were designed to feel emotions. Neglecting these feelings makes us false to ourselves and blocks a pathway to knowing God. Jesus' wilderness temptations reveal three false identities that threaten our true self: I am what I do, performance; I am what I have, possessions; and I am what others think, popularity. True freedom comes when we no longer need others' validation because we know we're already loved by God. Jesus modeled this by disappointing others' expectations while maintaining a non-anxious presence amid stress. Destructive patterns repeat in our lives because emotionally healthy spirituality requires exploring our past to move forward. Our families, the most powerful group we'll ever belong to, imprint behaviors and thinking patterns that operate under unspoken commandments, so deeply hardwired that we carry them into adult relationships without God's intervention. While becoming Christians transfers us into God's family, almost everything we've learned about life comes from our original family. Learning spiritual disciplines is relatively easy, but uprooting deeply ingrained family messages proves far more challenging. Many resist examining their family history, fearing betrayal or painful memories. Joseph's story in Genesis demonstrates the journey to emotional and spiritual maturity despite family brokenness. Though betrayed by his brothers and suffering unjustly for years, Joseph remained faithful to God. By honestly processing his suffering rather than minimizing it, he could genuinely forgive those who betrayed him, recognizing, "It was not you who sent me here, but God." Every follower of Jesus will eventually confront the wall, or the dark night of the soul, when God seems absent and spiritual practices stop working. This isn't failure, but God's method of rewiring our affections, freeing us from unhealthy attachments, and deepening our relationship with Him. Without understanding the wall, believers stagnate, often using faith to escape pain rather than trust God's transformative process. Emotionally healthy spirituality acknowledges bewilderment, anger, sadness, and questioning. The dark night prevents us from worshiping our feelings about God instead of God Himself. Loss creates opportunity for transformation if we participate fully in the process. While culture views losses as interruptions, these small deaths are inevitable. The question is whether they'll crush us or open us to new possibilities in Christ. Today, addiction has become our default pain response. Television, busyness, substances, overwork, anything to avoid feeling. Christian culture often compounds this by making people feel guilty for not rejoicing always, despite suffering. Job models biblical grieving. Pay attention to pain. Wait in the confusing in-between. Embrace your limits, allow suffering to transform rather than embitter you, and let losses ultimately bless you. Like farmers who tie ropes from houses to barns during blizzards, we need spiritual anchors amid life storms. The daily office and Sabbath serve as these guiding ropes, leading us back to God through chaos. The daily office differs from modern quiet time. While contemporary practices focus on getting filled up, the office centers on being with someone rather than getting something. This ancient practice involves stopping work multiple times daily to connect with God through silence and scripture. Sabbath means doing no work for 24 hours weekly, reorienting our lives around God. By resting, we imitate God Himself. Biblical Sabbath encompasses four qualities: stop, regardless of what remains unfinished; rest, engage in replenishing activities; delight, slow down to savor creation's gifts; and contemplate, make pondering God's love central. Jesus knew inspiration alone couldn't transform people. Similarly, telling people to love better isn't enough. They need practical skills to grow from emotional infancy into adulthood. Many are chronologically adult, yet emotionally immature. Emotional infants seek others to care for them and use people as objects. Emotional children function only when getting their way. Emotional adolescents become defensive when criticized and handle conflict poorly. Emotional adults, however, clearly communicate needs, take responsibility for feelings, respect others without trying to change them, and resolve conflicts maturely. This maturity allows us to treat others as thou rather than it, as separate beings made in God's image, not objects to be used. Your journey toward emotional health is uniquely yours. Like Daniel in Babylon, you need a rule of life. Not restrictive regulations, but a trellis supporting your growth. This intentional plan keeps God central while honoring your unique personality and calling. May you find courage to live authentically, integrating your emotional and spiritual life, a revolution transforming you from within to love with integrity and depth.